If I could talk, the stories I could tell. It's the Bill Elder Podcast on this fifth day of January 2011. Happy birthday to Robert Duvall, who is 80 today. Marilyn Manson is 42. Got a little old to be dressing like that, isn't he? And Diane Keaton is 65. January Jones, perfect name. Wonder if he was named after the month. He is 33 today. Well, in 1956, the Peanuts comic strip Snoopy walked on two legs for the first time. In 1961, Mr. Ed debuted. The show would run for 6 years. If only we could say the same for our politicians. I almost bought tickets to VidCon the other night. I was on the site, and I almost pulled the trigger. $70 for 2 days. And really, that's the easy part. YouTube has become so much more professional. And maybe it's that I'm not keeping up, but I don't hear that much talk about there being gatherings in other cities just thrown together by, you know, regular YouTube people. So I don't know. The whole paradigm of YouTube is changing. It has been for about a year. It seems that more people are getting partnered, and that's okay. But what, in fact, I think, I had this conversation with Allie the other day. I think they ought to partner everybody because obviously YouTube has said we're in this to make money. So let everybody make money for them. It's kind of like working cheap, you know. If you price yourself out of the market, then nobody's going to do business with you. You may get one or two jobs a month, but if you're reasonably priced, you'll get all the work you need or want. And it's kind of that way with YouTube. Let's say you got a guy that maybe gets an ad clicked on 5 or 10 times a month. That's still more money from that one guy that YouTube is making that they never would have made in the first place. And if you get a billion people doing that, then suddenly you've got some real money. So what would be wrong with YouTube saying, okay, partnership, everybody gets a banner, everybody gets the regular page. If you sign up for AdSense, boom, you're in. Because in my opinion, YouTube needs a massive reset. The videos I enjoy watching the most are the people that do it because they love it and because they just want to communicate with people. In the under 1,000 range of subs, are we set for something new to come along? Is there somebody out there on the horizon that is going to be offering a video service like this? I think it's pretty clear that everything in broadcasting is changing. I mean, you know, I don't know if traditional television like we know it today is going to be around in 5 years. But I do know that ingenuity and creativity always have a place in any sort of entertainment or free marketplace. Just look at how MySpace reinvented itself. I mean, Facebook completely took over the world, and now there are all these great music artists, these independent artists that are featured on MySpace, and it's considered more of a music site than it is anything else. You can hear some great stuff over there. Blogspot used to be the end-all and tell-all. Now everybody's moved over to Tumblr. Free market. This ain't over yet. This is over now. We'll see you tomorrow.